Hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Carlos. And this evening, we just conducted a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response to this study. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. To which political party are you registered with? A Republican, a Democrat, or independent, not registered?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. And so, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary election. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, for the state legislature and local office in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20? And if you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. You already voted? Going to vote?
No, I haven't. How do you get those ballots?
I guess you request them.
Mail-in ballot?
Yeah, you must request them. If you registered to vote any place, you know,
in the
post office, this city, I don't know, anywhere. They're available everywhere. But are you definitely going to vote? Are you very likely to vote? Somewhat likely? Not likely?
Definitely.
Thank you. And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. Now, with this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August the 20th? Will vote at my polling place on election day with absentee mailing ballot or designated early voting location? How would you plan?
I like the mail-in ballot idea if I can get one.
Yeah, should be available. I mean, if you go to the internet and the city hall, your city, they will be there, believe me. But what is your main racial background? African-American, Asian, Hispanic, white, Caucasian?
Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. Is your age between 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 60 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Thank you, sir. Sir, thank you for taking the time to help me. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. How about Kamala Harris?
What do you want me to say? What kind of answer do you want me to give you?
Right. You can indicate how you feel about that person. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion, or never heard of it. The question is, I will give you a list of public officials that you might be familiar with, and I would like you to indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you don't recognize the name, you can indicate that as well. Kamala Harris. Favorable?
Okay. Very unfavorable.
Okay. And Christina Fitzpatrick?
Not familiar with it.
Okay. You never heard of it, or you heard of it, you have no opinion?
Never heard.
Okay. And Mike Fasano?
No opinion.
Okay. And Jack Mariano?
Never heard.
Okay, and I'm going to try this one. Gabriel Papadopoulos, I believe so. That's how you pronounce it?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of it?
Nope.
Okay, and about Lisa Jagger?
Nope.
Does it ring a bell? No, never heard of it. Yeah. And Mike Fasano, does that ring a bell?
I've heard of him, yeah.
Okay, what's your opinion?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Yeah, somewhat favorable.
Somewhat, okay. Now, I will ask you a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today, among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Joan Legg or Michelle Mandarin?
Do they have a political party after their name?
No, I guess we're going to discover that as we move forward, but I'm required to read verbatim in order not to influence your opinion. So if you have to decide, if you have no opinion, you can let me know.
Yeah, no opinion right now.
Yeah, no problem. And there's no right or wrong answers. I do appreciate your patience on the line, sir. Now, if you have to choose today, let's say for the sake of a research, that you have to choose today, you know, which you don't. But which candidate are you leaning towards, John Legg or Michelle Mandarin?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with them either.
Okay, let's move forward. Now, if the Republican primary, here we go. So all these are Republicans, okay? Now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today, among the following candidates. For who would you vote? Gabriel Papadopoulos. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Lisa Jigger and Christina Fitzpatrick.
I'll go with the Republicans on those.
But they're all Republicans. These are people that are running for the district.
You got to pick one of those three, you mean?
Yeah, because they're all Republicans. This is about the Republicans' primary elections in your county, and they want to know how you intend to vote. It's a research, you know. But
yeah,
if you're not familiar with any of them, you know.
Not yet. I haven't studied it yet, no.
Okay. No, if you're not familiar with any of them, you know. And
no,
if you not
did, right now.
If you vote because of the party, I mean, we can choose one of them. But if you don't want to choose any of them, we can move forward. So how should I record your answer?
Well, they're all Republicans, you said, right?
Yeah, they're all Republicans.
Republicans, but I can't really pick one. Do I have to pick one of those three, or does it matter?
No, I mean, you know, just because there are some people that vote just because of the party, you know, if you never heard the person, how about Lisa Jagger? Do you recognize the name?
No, I don't recognize the name yet.
Haven't heard anything in the news about the campaign?
No, not yet.
Okay, so we can move right along.
I'll stay with the Republicans.
Understood. But we can record this that's undecided, so we can move right along. Okay, sure. I do appreciate your question.
Undecided,
now,
sure.
If you have to choose today, see, they still do you lean towards Gabriel, Lisa Jagger, or Christina Fitzpatrick? Do you lean towards any of them? Any of them, just for the sake of research?
No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you. And lastly, if the Republican primary election, since the primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Jack Mariano or Gina Finasciaro, I believe that's how you pronounce that. Have you heard any of the campaign news, any ads, any signs, lawn signs or anything? Around
not
your
yet.
Neighborhood?
It's too early. I haven't really paid attention to them yet.
Oh, understood. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We can move right along just with the undecided if you'd like to, because I'm not
going
to make you choose one for us, you know.
I do
appreciate it. And they ask you again if you lean towards any of them, and you got the same response to that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Jagger and her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks? And if you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa, you can indicate that as well.
I haven't seen her, heard, or read about that. Yeah, it's too early because you're calling us in July. You know. You haven't gotten much information about these people yet.
And thank you for the feedback. Yeah, because maybe I'll ask you again. I said a few short demographic questions before we finish classifications, just for classification purpose only. Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs? How do you consider yourself?
Conservative.
Thank you. Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Thank you. Now, what is the last grade or formal education that you have completed? High school, some college graduate, or bachelor's, postgraduate?
College graduate.
Thank you, sir. Now, sir, I thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. This concludes the survey. Enjoy the rest of the day, sir. Goodbye. Thank you.
Okay, so thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.